Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. My name is Tanel Freiberg. I'm the head of Treasury and Financial Risk Management of Eesti Energia. Welcome and thank you for joining Eesti Energia 2025 second quarter unaudited financial results investor conference call. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Should you have any questions, you may write them in the chat or after the presentation. We are available for a question and answer session. We will be showing the slides on the screen as we go along, but the report together with the presentation will be available at our website as well. Starting with slide number 3, we present an overview of selected operational metrics compared to the last year's second quarter. The past 12 months have presented a challenging backdrop for the Baltic region with high market volatility, disruptions in interconnections, and structural shifts in electricity demand. Despite these headwinds, the group's electricity sales remained broadly stable year over year, recording only a marginal decline. A geographical shift in sales is observed. The share of electricity sales in foreign markets increased from 66% to 69%, while sales in Estonia decreased from 34% to 31%. The decline in Estonian sales is mainly attributable to the limited capacity on the Estonian-Finnish interconnection cables, constraining Eesti Energia's ability to fully hedge its fixed price retail contracts and impacting competitiveness against its peers. To address the structural imbalance between generation and retail portfolios and strengthen internal synergies, Eesti Energia initiated and has already completed a voluntary takeover of our subsidiary Enefit Green. As of today, Eesti Energia holds 97.2% of the shares of Enefit Green, and the remaining 2.8% of shares are expected to be acquired on the 1st of August, with the delisting from the Nasdaq Baltic Exchange taking place on the 4th of August. This will enable Eesti Energia to begin implementing the planned strategic changes and pursuing synergies across its diverse generation portfolio. Full ownership will allow a more efficient capital structure, improved coordination between business units, and enhanced value generation from renewable and non-renewable energy assets. Most importantly, it will allow to more efficiently match our generation and sales portfolios to further increase synergies and competitiveness. Renewable electricity generation, covering wind, solar and cogeneration, continued its upward trend, supported by new park additions like the new Sopi-Tootsi wind farm, contributing 255 megawatts worth of extra production capacity for the region. Importantly, for the third consecutive quarter, more than 50% of total electricity production came from renewable sources, now totaling almost two-thirds, marking a significant milestone in the group's energy transition journey. Fossil-based electricity generation remained relatively flat. It primarily served as a balancing mechanism during lower than expected renewable output and amid outages of the EstLink 2 interconnection, which faced interruptions both in the first half of 2024 and again in 2025. These fossil-based units play a dual role, contributing to both energy generation and frequency markets, thus functioning as essential strategic reserves for the country in the current volatile market environment. Distribution volumes increased slightly, largely driven by higher production. And further segment-specific details will be provided in the following slides. Turning to slide four, we present a concise overview of the main financial figures. In Q2 25, Eesti Energia Group sales revenues amounted to 388 million euros, marking a 7% decrease compared to the last year's same quarter. Primarily due to the lower energy prices in both electricity and shale oil segments. Reported EBITDA amounted to 80 million, down 48% year over year, and adjusted EBITDA, excluding the non-monetary impact from the revaluation of long-term power purchase agreements, stood at 83 million and moved broadly in line with the reported EBITDA. The decrease reflects the absence of a one-off CO2-related gain that had significantly boosted last year's Q2 results. So this year's EBITDA can be considered more as a return to normal. But a more detailed breakdown of EBITDA components will follow in the next sections. Operating cash flow decreased by 20 million euros, largely due to lower EBITDA and business volumes. The group investments totaled approximately 120 million, representing a 43% decrease year over year. And this reduction is consistent with Eesti Energia's communicated strategy to moderate the pace of new investments and focus on enhancing returns and operational efficiency from existing assets. To cover the markets, we turn to slide number five. The electricity market price environment in Q2 25 showed a decreasing trend, representing around 20% decrease in electricity prices in the Nord Pool Estonia price area. For context, in 2022, electricity prices surged due to exceptionally high gas prices, which drove market prices to around 200 euros per megawatt hour and pushed the variable cost of gas-fired power generation to nearly 400 megawatts per hour. Sorry, 400 euros per megawatt hour. In many European markets, including Latvia, Lithuania, gas-fired units serve as peak load capacity, meaning that gas prices have a direct impact on regional power prices. Over the course of 23 and 24, a decline in gas prices has resulted in gradual decrease in electricity prices as well. However, one of the key structural factors influencing price spreads between Estonia and Finland is the cross-border interconnection capacity. In February 24, an unexpected outage of the EstLink 2 interconnection cable significantly restricted electricity flows between Estonia and Finland. Although the cable was restored in Q3 24, the price spread persisted throughout the year. On the 25th of December 24, EstLink 2 failed again, allegedly due to an oil tanker dragging its anchor and damaging the cable infrastructure, which resulted in somewhat elevated electricity market prices. Positively, as of today, the cable is operational again, and it was reconnected on the 20th of June. Conclusively, despite the events that happened within the past 3 years, the average Baltic energy prices have returned to pre-energy crisis levels seen before 2022. The black dotted line in the chart shows the development of the clean dark spread, or CDS, for Eesti Energia's dispatchable hybrid power units, which has generally been on a declining trend. Lower electricity prices have pushed the CDS into negative territory, with the exception of Q1, 24 and 25. The clean dark spread represents the difference between market electricity prices and the variable cost of thermal generation. With CO2 prices averaging 60 to 80 euros per ton, our older pulverized combustion units have become structurally uncompetitive and are now dispatched only under exceptional circumstances. But this is fully in line with the group's strategy to phase out of shale oil-based generation. Despite the negative CDS levels, Eesti Energia has managed to achieve an above market average electricity price on the Nord Pool exchange, and this is thanks to the flexibility of our newer circulating fluidized bed power units, which are capable of co-firing biomass and retard gas and can be ramped up quickly to respond to peak hour price spikes. In February 25, the Baltic electricity system formally desynchronized from the Russian frequency area. While electricity trading with Russia had already ceased, the frequency link remained until then. In long term, the full disconnection from the Russian grid increases system independence, but may also contribute to higher market volatility and elevated regional electricity prices going forward, a trend that was already seen in early 2025, enabling to earn significant returns in frequency markets. Moving to slide 6, we provide an overview of the oil markets. Oil market prices showed a decrease in Q2 25, on average around 22% lower than last year's same quarter. Liquid fuel prices have been influenced by several external factors, including the economic slowdown in certain regions, reduced output from OPEC Plus, ongoing geopolitical tensions, and more recently, the trade war risks. To date, current volatile developments have not materially altered the overall liquid fuel price trajectory, as we've used high market price environments in our favor to lock in hedges. We continue to closely monitor developments in global oil markets with the objective of securing the most advantageous procurement terms for Eesti Energia. Looking ahead, the short-term outlook for oil prices remains highly uncertain given the politicized nature of the commodity and the sensitivity to policy-driven disruptions. On a positive note, significant portion of Eesti Energia's 2025 fuel oil sales have already been hedged, effectively mitigating price risk for that portion of volumes. For the minor unhedged portion, any decline in market oil prices is expected to have a negative impact on revenue, which we will continuously manage in line with our risk mitigation framework. Turning to slide 7, we provide a detailed breakdown of the group's sales revenues and EBITDA. Overall, sales remained relatively stable, posting a slight decrease compared to the previous year. Most business segments were flat year over year, with the most notable negative impact coming from the renewable energy and electricity sales segment, mainly due to the lower electricity market prices. Positive contribution arose from the other segments, which represent exceptional returns from the frequency market that was established in February 2025. In this context, oil shale power plants, wind farms, and the newly commissioned battery energy storage solution played a vital role in providing frequency reserves and supporting grid stability. Reported EBITDA decreased by 48%, primarily due to the one-off CO2-related gains that had positively impacted last year's same quarter. These non-recurring items significantly boosted the prior year comparison base, while Q2 25 did not benefit from similar effects. Additionally, both the renewable energy and electricity sales segment and non-renewable energy segment saw a decline in EBITDA, driven by aforementioned lower electricity prices. The underlying factors behind these developments will be discussed in more detail later in the presentation. In contrast, the distribution segment saw a clear EBITDA improvement, largely attributable to tariff increases and volumes. And now let's begin with a more detailed look at the renewable energy and electricity sales segment. This segment includes the results from renewable electricity generation, retail electricity sales, and wholesale energy trading. Renewable electricity generation increased by 26%, primarily driven by new wind parks that commenced operations in 2024. A key contributor was the new Sopi-Tootsi wind park, which was connected to the grid in Q4 24. And the park comprises 38 wind turbines with a total installed capacity of 255 megawatts and is expected to deliver an annual output of approximately 680 gigawatt hours. But despite the growth in generation, segment sales revenue declined slightly by 1% year over year to 217 million, mainly due to lower electricity prices. Moving to slide 10, we represent the development of the renewable generation and electricity sales EBITDA. The most significant impact in the period came from margin pressures. The main impact came from lower sales prices by 29.9 million. In total, mainly due to a 20% drop in the Nord Pool Estonia area's average prices compared to the last year's same quarter. As previously mentioned, the average Baltic energy prices have returned to pre-energy crisis levels seen before 2022, which is the key factor describing the margin impact here. The second largest impact relates to volumes. A negative 7.4 million euro effect resulted directly from lower retail electricity sales quantity, driven by warm weather conditions and increased price competition among competitors, as mentioned earlier. Other categories had minor impact on the EBITDA development, and in a nutshell, Q2 and Q3 have generally been weaker than Q1 and Q4 in the renewable energy and electricity sales segment, mainly due to lower consumption and reduced prices. Tomorrow, though, we will finalize the takeover of our subsidiary, Enefit Green, which holds renewable energy generation assets. We have already started implementing strategic changes that allow us to pursue significant synergies across our diverse power generation and retail portfolios. We will go more into detail about these changes in the coming quarters once the changes are in place. Now, continuing with the non-renewable electricity generation segment on slide number 12. This segment reflects the performance of non-renewable electricity generation, primarily from oil shale-based power plants. Electricity generation from non-renewable sources increased by 2%, leading to a 6% increase in sales revenue. The increase in production was mainly driven by the need to offset lower than expected renewable generation and the outage of the EstLink 2 interconnection cable, which suffered severe damage in December 24. Looking ahead, the continued build-out of renewable generation capacity in the region is expected to exert downward pressure on the electricity prices, further challenging the long-term competitiveness of oil shale-based production. Nevertheless, fossil-based facilities remain essential for Estonia's energy security, currently operating as a strategic reserve asset, actively participating in both the electricity generation and frequency regulation markets. Lastly, Estonia currently lacks a compensation mechanism for maintaining strategic reserve power services, meaning that Eesti Energia has been providing this functionality without the subsidy. However, a new regulation effective from 1st of January 26 will enable the transmission system operator to procure reserves to ensure regions' energy security, creating a totally new revenue opportunity for Eesti Energia. Moving to slide 13, we illustrate the development of non-renewable energy EBITDA. EBITDA for the non-renewable segment totaled 18 million euros, marking a decrease year over year. The primary driver was a negative margin impact stemming from a combination of lower electricity sales prices and higher CO2 costs compared to the previous year. Gain on derivatives, reflecting the hedges, declined from 7 million euros in Q2 24 to 1.7 million in Q2 25, but it still contributed positively to EBITDA, showing smaller profitability compared to the base period. Change in fixed costs, mainly reflecting payroll and maintenance, increased by 4 million euros. Moving to the distribution segment's performance, we turn to slide number 15. Distribution sales revenue recorded a stable 9% increase year over year, primarily supported by a 7% rise in the average distribution tariff. Network losses improved marginally, reflecting ongoing efficiency measures in the grid operations. Unplanned outages durations practically remained the same, while planned interruptions decreased, indicating high overall reliability of the grid services. And in the distribution EBITDA, we can see a notable increase compared to the last year Q2. The largest positive contributor in the year-over-year comparison was the margin impact, supported by a higher average sales price. An additional positive impact of 1.4 million came from lower fixed costs, mainly related to reduced maintenance activity. However, it is important to note that maintenance costs are expected to increase in the coming quarters as scheduled work progresses. EBITDA for the distribution segment totaled 28.5 million, representing more than one third of the group's EBITDA for the reporting period. And now let's cover the shale oil operations. Shale oil sales revenue decreased by 17% year over year, caused by both reduction in sales volumes and lower average sales prices, excluding the impact from derivatives. The average sales price, excluding derivatives, decreased by 21%, while the price, including derivatives, declined only by 2%, highlighting the effectiveness of our renewed hedging strategy. Under the new hedging approach, the focus has shifted from traditional swaps to financial options, providing both downside protection and upside potential in a commodity market that is typically characterized by backwardation. The new strategy is also a lot more dynamic, allowing us to be flexible and act fast to changes in the market. As mentioned earlier, the short-term oil market outlook remains highly unpredictable, given its politicized and policy-sensitive nature. On a positive note, majority of Eesti Energia's 2025 fuel oil sales have already been hedged, minimizing exposure to market volatility for that portion. For the minor unhedged volumes, any further decline in the market oil prices might have a negative impact on the segment's revenues and margins, but the same goes for the opposite scenario. Moving on to the next slide, we provide an overview of shale oil's EBITDA, which has been strongly affected by the one-off CO2-related gains in the last year's same quarter, which provided exceptional gain to the financial results during that time. In contrast, 25 Q2 reflects a return to normal, resulting in a lower profitability compared year over year. To begin with each item, the other category includes a negative 61 million euro impact, of out of which a negative 64.5 million is the pre-mentioned one-off CO2 impact, and the positive 3.5 million impact arose from unsettled hedge positions reflecting changes in the fair value of derivative instruments. The gain on derivatives column reflects the settled hedge results from quarterly sales volumes, delivering a positive 10 million euro gain compared to the previous year. The margin impact captures the effect of market prices excluding hedges, as well as minor changes in variable costs, primarily CO2 emission costs, which altogether caused a decline by 10 million euros compared to the same period last year. Going forward, we expect the sales revenue and EBITDA of the oil shale segment to improve, supported by additional contributions from the new NFE-282 oil facility, which is nearing completion. To cover the other products and services, we turn to slide number 20. The other segment, particularly frequency services, showed a very strong growth in both revenue and EBITDA. Sales revenue from other products and services increased by 97% year over year. The strongest contributor was frequency reserves, which have gained strategic importance following the desynchronization from the Russian grid. These services delivered an additional 31 million euros in EBITDA compared to the same period last year. Overall, the EBITDA for the segment rose by 23 million euros, with performance across heat and gas services showing a mixed outcome. Other changes reflect one-off contributions from insurance proceeds recorded in Q2 24, which are expectedly not present in Q2 25. Looking ahead, we expect frequency services to normalize due to market dynamics in the Baltics, while frequency services remain a promising and profitable business segment. Forward-looking returns are likely to be less exceptional compared to Q2 25. Moving forward to slide number 21, we give an overview of the development from EBITDA to operating cash flows. Changes in working capital were mainly driven by a reduction in accounts receivable during the reporting period. The combined impact of CO2 allowances and derivative instruments on cash flow was overall positive. The CO2-related cash flow impact was a positive 56 million, and the impact of non-CO2 derivative transactions was also positive, totaling 17 million euros. Interest paid during the quarter reflects servicing costs of all outstanding loans and bonds, and the group maintains a mix of fixed and floating rate liabilities, which position us to benefit from the ongoing decline in interest rates. Moving to slide number 22, we compare the 2025 Q2 cash flow to the same period last year. The main factors are similar to those presented on the previous slide, with a few differences. The most significant impact came from the change in EBITDA, which primarily includes the previously mentioned one-off CO2-related impact. The changes in working capital, derivative instruments, and CO2-related cash flow impacts remain consistent with explanations provided on the previous slides. As a result, operating cash flow declined by 55 million euros year over year, still remaining at strong level despite the mentioned impacts. Turning to slide number 23, we will cover the investments. Group capital expenditure in Q2 25 decreased by 43%, in line with our strategic focus on capital efficiency and extracting greater returns from existing assets, combined with timely initiating new developments when the financial situation allows us to. As part of this effort, in March 2025, Eesti Energia launched a voluntary takeover bid to acquire 100% of Enefit Green, with a goal to enhance intra-group synergies across generation, retail sales, and trading segments. As mentioned before, currently Eesti Energia holds about 97% of Enefit Green, after the successful voluntary takeover bid, and on the 1st August 2025, Eesti Energia will hold 100% of the company, and according to the Nasdaq's decision, the shares will be delisted on the 4th of August. The overall decline in the investments was primarily driven by lower capital spending on renewable energy developments, with only final stage expenditures continuing for the Kelme and Sopi-Tootsi wind farms. The distribution network remains a key area of investment, with 40 million euros allocated in the second quarter. A substantial portion was directed towards facilitating new grid connections for solar and wind producers, as well as enhancing network reliability and resilience. Investments in the Enefit 282 shale oil plant remains stable at approximately 14 million euros, and the plant is scheduled for completion in 2025. Turning to slide number 24, we provide an overview of the group's liquidity position. As of the end of Q2 25, the group's cash position stood at 619 million euros, representing an increase of 142 million compared to the same quarter last year. It is important to note that this figure also includes short-term deposits, which are accounted for within the group's total cash and cash equivalents. In addition, the cash to the cash reserves, the group has access to 400 million euros of available credit facilities, comprising of 300 million euros of revolving credit facilities and 100 million euros of long-term loan agreements. This strong liquidity position provides a solid foundation for operational resilience and strategic flexibility going forward. On the next slide, here's an overview of the group's leverage ratios and debt repayment profile. The net debt EBITDA ratio of the group has increased to 3.5 times from previous 2.9 times level, affected by the increased debt and decreased cash levels. In May 25, the government of Estonia announced a 100 million euro equity injection. The additional capital will be used to support the group's strategic investment plan, with a focus on development activities. The funds will be allocated to projects outlined in the EST Energia's business plan and investment program. In June 25, we successfully issued a 50 million euro senior unsecured bond that is listed on the Nasdaq Baltic Exchange. The issuance was met with exceptionally strong investor interest, with the base amount being oversubscribed by 9 times, which we take as a clear vote of confidence in our strategy and credit profile. As of 30th of June 25, we're in line with EST Energia's financial policy, long-term target of up to 3.5 times net debt EBITDA level. And to mitigate the temporary and potential covenant breach risks, we've received formal covenant relaxation consents for H1 25 from all our lenders that will give us enough headroom for to safely execute the plans, including the Enefit Green takeover. We are also working on internal efficiencies for increasing profits without incurring additional debt in material amounts, and timing our CAPEX plans in line with the group's financial capabilities. It is also important to note that on the 22nd of July 2025, Fitch Ratings assigned EST Energia a first-time long-term issuer default rating of BBB- with a stable outlook. So the currently active ratings are as follows. We have a BBB- from Fitch with a stable outlook, a Baa3 from Moody's with a negative outlook, and a BB+ with a negative outlook from S&P. After the publication of the updated ratings during Q1 and Q2, we have not experienced nor do we expect any material impact on the group's financial situation or performance. And of course, we continue our efforts towards sustaining an investment grade rating, which is of high importance to the group. And turning to slide 26, we provide the outlook for 2025, which remains positive. For 25, management expects full year sales revenue and EBITDA to remain broadly in line with 2024, supported by the performance of our existing renewable and non-renewable asset base, as well as continued strong participation in the frequency market. Frequency services will remain one of the key revenue drivers, leveraging our wind farms, oil shale power plants, and the operational battery energy storage system. Also, as previously mentioned, frequency services remain a promising and profitable business segment, while forward-looking returns are likely to be less exceptional compared to this quarter. Capital expenditure is expected to decline significantly compared to 2024, as several large-scale investment projects near completion. And the focus will remain on finalizing the Enefit 282 plant and unfinished renewable parks, also upgrading the electricity distribution network. And to conclude today's presentation, we turn to the last slide to provide you with a short summary. Historically, like mentioned before, Q2 and Q3 have tended to be weaker in the energy sector compared to Q1 and Q4, primarily due to reduced consumption and lower prices. Thus, the group delivered somewhat modest revenue performance in Q2 25. Mainly driven by lower electricity and oil prices. EBITDA declined by 74 million, primarily due to a one-off CO2-related gains in the last year's same quarter. The quarter concluded with a stable net profit of 30 million euros. And going forward, our focus remains on strengthening the performance of existing operations and improving EBITDA through enhanced efficiencies while continuing to invest in affordable renewable energy solutions in line with the group's long-term strategic goals. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's presentation. We are now happy to take any questions, so please use either the raise hand function or write your question in the chat window.